Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sandra Ture, and we're live here at the Georgia Aquarium with the Wit Connect, and I'm joined here with Kenyatta Walker.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Wow, so Kenyatta Walker, Vice President of Client Product Support and Global Product and Technology at ADP.
Wow. So tell me about your position. What do you do for the company?
Great. So I actually have the honor of supporting all of our products across the U.S. and Canada, so globally.
So how is that? How is it a day-to-day basis?
Wow. So most of the time I spend traveling because I have teams in several locations between Canada, Toronto. So I was actually there the day that the Raptors won. I
left really?
Right before the game because I was cheering for the Warriors.
Oh, wow.
I was definitely in the city.
Yeah.
I also have a team in Norfolk. So a lot of my time is spent around strategy and digital transformation and business transformation, really determining how do we connect our business with our technology team in order to deliver best-in-class client experience.
Wow, so that's a huge position. You're doing a lot for the company.
Yes, I am.
So how did you become affiliated with Wit Connect?
That is a great question. So Danielle Joyner McPherson and I know one another from Accenture, which is a consulting company, and we both worked there. When I left Accenture in 2011, I was really looking for the opportunity to expand my network.
Okay.
And one of the opportunities that really made sense, I have two focuses or two things that I'm passionate about. One is advancing women in business, and the second is advancing women in STEM.
Okay.
Because as you can imagine, I had the opportunity of growing up through the company as a developer. So I started my career deep into technology where there weren't a lot of people that looked like me. And STEM became a passion for me.
Yeah. And that's the big thing that you just mentioned. There's not a lot of people that look like you or us in that position. So it's really good that we have people like you to represent and show younger girls and women that they can be in that position as well.
Absolutely.
So how do you think WIT is changing that narrative?
I think WIT is doing an excellent job of really starting early on. I have a middle school daughter, which I'm very excited about. So as WIT allows us to go into the classroom, talk to these young girls at a very early age about what's possible.
Yeah.
One of the things that was very interesting when I started to major and look at the STEM is I'm originally from Mississippi.
Okay.
And in my story, I actually had the opportunity to, I was getting out of class, taking the ASVAB. Long story short, I went around to all of the different recruiters, and one of the Marine recruiters, I never will forget, he said, hey, you have a great math score. You can be anything you would want to be except for an engineering.
Why accept?
Well, that was my question, and I come from a very Christian background, and my mom had always told me, with God, all things are possible.
Right.
So for me, it was a challenge, and it really spiked my interest. And I think it's one of those things that was maybe a negative, but it actually turned out to be a big positive.
Yeah.
Because what I learned is that there was money for women who looked like me.
Yeah.
And that it was a big opportunity, and my math skills actually made me a great candidate.
Yeah. So that accept part was basically a stereotype of women can't be in that field, huh?
Yeah. I really never held on to it, but it stuck out in my mind because it was something that I was being told that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
And I always tell people,
challenge it.
Yeah. I never hold on to it. I love the Marines. My husband's a Marine. So I'm passionate there to make sure there's no I didn't hold on to it, but it was definitely something that was put in front of me as a challenge, and I like a good challenge.
Right. So there's so many women out here and young girls that are winning scholarships. Like, how does that make you feel?
I am very excited about that opportunity. And I'm very excited that this year, for the very first time, that ADP will be participating as part of that. I think it's extremely important to champion and encourage our young women and what WIT is doing by giving scholarships to these young women and allowing them to see so many women that are accepting them and really welcoming them and wanting them in the field is a very important thing.
So you guys are somewhat doing a little bit of like a mentorship right now, right?
Being
a part of WIT,
Yes, absolutely. A mentorship, a motherhood, a sisterhood, role models.
Yeah. So does your daughter plan on being a part of this?
So my daughter is. She actually, this back in the fall, attended her very first WIT event.
Wow.
So she is a WIT girl.
Yeah.
So she also plays travel softball. So she's had a little bit of schedule. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I wanted to bring her today when we had
a cancellation.
But she actually has a softball tryout today. And she's got a busy camp schedule. So, yes, she's very interested. And she actually has done some robotics, done some coding. I haven't seen quite the interest where she's really inspired to be. But at least she's – my goal for her is just to expose her to many different things so that she can have an opportunity to see what the many possibilities could be for her.
And I feel like having role models and just people a part of the WIT Girls and WIT Connect and everything like that, she would probably, you know, down the future have a passion for it. So that's amazing that she's already a part of it.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I always tell individuals, and especially young children, technology is changing the game these days. And it's actually something we can't get away from. Mm-hmm. So I think whatever we do, irrespective of our careers, if it's being an attorney, if it's being an accounting, there is some form of technology that is going to change the way that you do business. So you have to embrace it.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kenyatta. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
No problem. And that's another episode of WIT Connect here live at the Georgia Aquarium. This is Sandhya Teray for BRX.
Thank you so much.